May I speak in the name of God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Please do be seated. Don't know about you, but it was quite nice to have a 2.5. How old is she?
2.5.
Which is possibly the same age that Jesus was when the wise men went to see him. We don't know whether he was a baby or a child, so it was quite nice to have a 2.5-year-old wandering around at that point. It was lovely. Don't worry about it. So today, the three kings. Let's have a look at them, shall we? Here they are. Let's see if we can pop them up on the top step so everyone can see. Been travelling a very, very, very long way. And they are people of wisdom, but also people who did something else. Now, here's a question for you. Did anybody notice during Advent something that was different about our order of service? You cannot answer this question if you're part of the PCC or part of the clergy team. Did anybody notice anything that was different about our orders of service? Okay. Somebody at 8 o'clock said, I did notice, but I didn't say anything. So we'll pick up on that in a minute. Have a look at your order of service that you have in front of you this morning. Is there anything different about it? Say again. We did say the Gloria, well done. Yeah, we said the Gloria today. During Advent, we don't say the Gloria, but we did today. What's actually different about your order of service in front of you, in plain sight? Beth, what do you think's different?
The logo.
The logo, okay. Excellent. Right. If you look down on the front page of your order of service, you will see that our church logo has changed. It actually changed on Advent Sunday. But apart from the one person at 8 o'clock who said they had noticed but they didn't say anything, nobody seemed to notice. And actually that's a really good impression or explanation for us this morning about all the things that change around us but we just don't notice them. The wise men noticed the star in the sky and they then went and did something about it. They didn't just sit there in their chair in church going, well, I know that's changed, but actually it's not my job to do anything about it. The person at 8 o'clock who said, well, I did notice but I didn't say anything. Yes, that's quite typical, isn't it? Lots of people notice lots of things, but they don't say what they've noticed, particularly about God at work in their lives and in the world. We are very blessed to have Kiri in our congregation. I'm not going to embarrass her massively, but you can talk to her afterwards. And she designed our new logo. And as you look at it, It should be in green, but obviously on the order of the service, it's come out as black and white. As you look at it, you can see there are four crossroads because we're at the crossroads. And one of them has a cross on the top of the dots, which is about the church. Perhaps at another point in time, I'll get Kiri to explain a bit more in depth about the meaning of it. But essentially today, I want us to just pick up on the centre of that crossroads, always being Christ. And we, like the wise men, have to go on a journey and we have to choose which road are we going to go down next. And the road changes all the time. The wise men got sent back home a different way. They didn't go back the same way. And that was for all sorts of reasons, for the things that they encountered along the way. And that's the same for us. We start off on one journey with God, and then other things come into place, and we end up going a slightly different direction, perhaps, to the direction we had thought about. So that's one aspect to think about today. What journey are you on with God at the beginning of this new year, new decade? What journey are you being led on? And what are you noticing in your life about God, where are the signs that he's put into your life, and what are you doing about them? Are you doing anything? Are you doing nothing? Are you thinking that it's somebody else's responsibility to do those things for you, rather than actually being like the wise men and going, oh, there's something new there. I wonder what that's about. Let's go and see. Not saying it's easy to go and see. It wasn't for the wise men. So the wise men brought presents, didn't they? So I thought we would have a look at three presents I've got today and see what they might have brought. Does anybody know the first present they brought? What was the first present they brought? Oh, a little bit not sure. Well, we don't know what order they gave them in, but the order they told us are, Beth, gold. Do you want to come and open the gold then? But we're going to open it in a slightly different way, Beth, because it doesn't sound like gold, does it? Each of the presents that the wise men brought meant something. So we'll have a look and see what's in here. And it was all about things being revealed. So let's see if Beth can reveal gold. It might not be gold. You might have to keep it up a certain way like that. I'll hold it. If you got good at opening presents over Christmas. Do we have gold? We do have gold. We have gold coins, which might come round to young people in a minute. And can I put this on your head? Is that right? She's not an angel. But the gold that the wise men brought were to show that actually it wasn't about gold, it was about kingship, and it was about royalty. And it was about recognizing that this is a royal person who is a king. So, would you like to go and stand behind one of the wise men for me, Beth? Okay, should we see what's in our next parcel? What's in our next parcel, I wonder? Does anybody want to come and open the next one? Come on then, Storm, and then we'll have you in a minute, Theo. You can do the next one for me, okay? Have you got good at opening presents over Christmas? Yeah. What's in here? Well, that's a very funny present, isn't it? Have you got them? You got them? Well, that's a very... Should we turn around and show everybody? That's a very strange present. A pair of hands. And what are the hands doing?
Making this shape.
Yeah, so they're making, might be making something.
Yeah.
But this is a piece of frankincense. And frankincense is sap from a tree. And we burn it at midnight and places at other services during the year, to help us to remember about Jesus being a priest for all of us, who prays constantly with us and for us. So we've got the praying hands. So I'm going to put the frankincense in there, okay, so that we remember. And then do you want to go and stand with Beth behind one of the wise men, perhaps the one in the middle? Can you hold them? Is that okay? So we've got gold and frankincense. So what's going to be in the last present, Theo? Do you want to come and have a look? See what we can find? Did you have presents over Christmas as well?
Yeah.
You did? So you're good at opening presents?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Except I might have put too much sellotape on this one. Shall I help you a bit?
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, Okay, that could be fun then. Ooh, I can see one thing. Let's take that thing out. And then there's something else in there. Well, those are strange things to find in a present, aren't they?
Yeah.
Do you want to hold them up so everyone can see? So what's this?
A cross.
A cross? And do you know what that is?
No.
That's what we call healing oil. And the wise men took myrrh for baby Jesus. And myrrh is used for medicinal reasons in the East, and it's analgesic as well. So it's used for healing, to make things that hurt less hurtful. And it's to remind us of Jesus, who would die on the cross, and through dying on the cross, he then brought healing for all of us. When Jesus was on the cross, he's offered wine mixed with myrrh, and that would have been to help to take the pain away from being on the cross. So the presents that the kings brought, the gold for royalty, the frankincense for prayer, and the myrrh to remind us of the healing of God, actually were sacraments in themselves, because each present revealed something else of God. So I have one last thing to open. Izzy, do you want to help me open this? Do you want to help me?
Yes.
Yeah. What's in there? What is it? Do you know what that is?
It's the
What is it? Do you want to hold it for me? And there's also a plate. Should we hold it and show everybody? Oh, look. So we've got a chalice and a pattern for the bread and for the wine that we have on our table behind us. And we'll have that a little bit later. But why would that be a present? That's a very strange present to have, isn't it? Except that was, of course, the present that Jesus gave to all of us. And the wise men knew that. They knew that one day there would be a present that gave everybody new life, and that's what they saw in Jesus. But that's why we call communion a sacrament, because actually there's something hidden in it. We don't completely understand it, but it is the one thing that Jesus asked us to do, to remember him. He didn't say, go and eat lots of gold coins. He didn't say, light frankincense and say lots of prayers, although he did obviously say about prayer. And he didn't say, go and anoint people and heal people. He did say, remember me in bread and wine, and go and make disciples of all nations using all of these gifts. So I wonder today what communion is for you. And actually, if you were to peel back some of your understanding of God, what would that reveal to you? What hope would you find in it? She's all right. She's fine. She won't damage it. It'll bounce. If it breaks, it breaks. What actually is God for you this morning? And what part of your life do you need to peel back to reveal something new and something different? We get to Epiphany every year, and we welcome the wise men as they come with their gold and their frankincense and their myrrh. It's all right. She's all right. But why don't you just hold that bit? That's it. But actually, each time we remember them, and each time we remember Jesus with bread and wine, what new thing is that saying to us? What next part of God is being revealed in our lives? So thank you. Beth, would you like to be the custodian of the chocolate queens? And perhaps you can give them out to little people at some point, maybe during the piece. And the others, do you want to leave your presents just here by the wise men? thank you for helping me. You pop it in the front. Theo, that's it. I mean, say thank you, and you can go and sit back down. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lizzie. I'm going to leave them there just for a moment, and particularly whilst we do our prayers and say our creed, so that perhaps as you look at them, you can really think about what is it that God wants to reveal to you today in this new year and this new decade. Amen.